Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Mdidis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, November 15th, 2018. Welcome to Day 665. A federal judge ruled that Florida voters have until Saturday to correct their rejected mail-in and provisional ballots, saying the state's law requiring signatures on ballots to match those on file is being applied unconstitutionally. More than 4,000 ballots across 45 counties in Florida were not counted because of inconsistent signatures. In 22 other counties, the number is still unknown. In the Senate race, Governor Rick Scott leads Democratic Senator Bill Nelson by fewer than 13,000 votes. In the gubernatorial race, Republican Ron DeSantis leads Andrew Gillum by nearly 34,000 votes. That same Florida judge denied a request to extend the deadline for election officials to complete a machine recount, despite Palm Beach County's election supervisor saying they would not be able to make the deadline. Judge Mark Walker of the U.S. District Court in Tallahassee called Florida the laughingstock of the world election after election, and we chose not to fix this. Counties that do not complete the machine recount in time will revert to the unofficial results tabulated on Saturday. Races that remain within 0.25 percentage point after the deadline will proceed to a manual recount, and will have until Sunday at noon to review the ballots. Trump, meanwhile, made up an accusation that Robert Mueller was horribly threatening witnesses and forcing them to cooperate with the Russia probe. The renewed attack on the special counsel comes one day after Mitch McConnell blocked an effort to protect Mueller's work. Trump, in all caps, called Mueller's investigation a total witch hunt like no other in American history. He also called it a total mess that has gone absolutely nuts. Trump defended his administration, saying it's running very smoothly and not in chaos or having a meltdown, but rather the U.S. under his presidency has become, quote, the envy of the world, end quote. He provided no evidence to support his claims. And now to the notables. 1. Trump will meet with Kim Jong-un for a second summit. 2. Stormy Daniels attorney Michael Avenatti was arrested for felony domestic violence. 3. A federal judge will rule on restoring Jim Acosta's press pass on Friday, but postponed a decision on granting CNN's request for a temporary restraining order and a preliminary injunction. 4. Trump nominated a handbag designer to be the next ambassador to South Africa. 5. A man started shouting, "Heil Hitler, Heil Trump," during intermission at a performance of Fiddler on the Roof. 6. A 10-year-old Muslim girl found notes in her elementary school cubby that said, "You're a terrorist and I will kill you." And 7. Hate crimes in America rose by 17% last year, the third consecutive year that such crimes have increased. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.